Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Can you put a price tag on the war on ISIS? Every Tomahawk missile costs $1.5 million. 250 Tomahawk and other missiles have been launched. In a few minutes, we'll do the math.
But first, let's get to the grim scene in Japan, where more than 30 people are feared dead after a volcano erupted Saturday afternoon, spewing ash and rocks down Mount Antake. People in a hut on the mountainside recorded the eruption as the debris poured down on them. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us now from Mount Antake. And Rupert, why were there so many people near this volcano on Saturday?
The simple answer is because no one expected this to happen. It was a beautiful, sunny autumn day. This is the peak of the hiking season. Lots and lots of Japanese people like to get out onto the mountains at this time of year to see the autumn foliage. And so it's a very popular mountain to climb. It's also a very easy mountain to climb because there is a cable car about two-thirds of the way up. So people go up with small children, elderly people go up. It is an active volcano, but obviously no one expected this to happen.
Well, and this was the first fatal eruption in modern times on this volcano, so I assume there was no warning or anything before it happened.
Yes, and people are asking, why was there no warning? There was a very large eruption in 1979. This volcano had been dormant for hundreds of years, and then in 1979 it came back to life. No one was killed in that eruption. But it was, again, an active volcano and listed as an active volcano. But the seismologists here in Japan are saying the nature of the eruption made it very, very difficult to predict. Essentially, this was not an eruption driven by lava coming up from deep within the earth. When that happens, mountains usually expand, and they can actually measure the expansion of the mountain before the eruption takes place. Instead, with this eruption, it was really driven by water that seeps down into the volcano, gets superheated, and then comes back up as steam and ejects all of this material out of the top. That sort of eruption doesn't give very much warning.
Hmm. Well, there were some people who survived. Here are some of them speaking to the BBC through a translator.
The volcanic rocks fell like hailstones. We couldn't breathe, so we covered our mouths with towels. We couldn't open our eyes either.
Volcanic ash was hurtling so fast I couldn't run away. I'm worried about people still on the mountain.
Rupert, are people still missing?
All of the people who survived have been brought off the mountain. But there are still a number of bodies on the mountain that they haven't been able to bring off, maybe as many as 20 still up there. And there are still a number of people listed as missing. It's not clear whether these are people who have gone back home and had never told anybody they were going up the mountain, or whether they also may be amongst the dead. And a huge operation, more than 500 soldiers and police were on the mountain today, despite the fact that it is still erupting, searching for those missing people and trying to recover the bodies. But we understand that that recovery operation is being hampered by the fact that the eruption is still going on.
And the issue is that there are toxic gases still coming out of the volcano, right?
Yeah, I mean, even down here, it's very acrid. You can smell the sulfur. There is ash falling all the time. You breathe it in, it starts to irritate your throat. Now, I'm about 4 miles away from the summit here. Up on top of the summit, those noxious gases are very, very dense, and it's impossible, apparently, for the searchers to get right to the rim of the volcano where some of these people who were caught up and died, their bodies are still there. And indeed, at one point today, they called off the search temporarily and brought everybody down the mountain because those gases were getting too dangerous.
Rupert, I know that you yourself have been hiking on Mount Fuji, the famous Mount Fuji in Japan. Have people stopped hiking on these volcanoes in recent days after this has happened?
There's no, I mean, Mount Fuji is already closed for the season. So Mount Fuji closes in mid-September because the temperatures up there get very cold. But there's no apparent sign that anybody is stopping doing this. I think people, you know, people in Japan know there is a certain small risk in going on any active volcano. This is a country where the people are used to earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes. I mean, you know, Japan has all of these things. It's obviously very tragic. The timing was incredibly unlucky because it was a Saturday. There were so many people up there. It was a very beautiful day. But, you know, Japanese people love going on the mountains, and there's no sign that they're going to stop because of this.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes speaking with us from Mount Ontake in Japan. Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you.